The warehouses that line the Brooklyn waterfront were the center of the coffee trade during the first half of the 20th century. Today, the area is one of the most popular destinations in New York City. But Dumbo is so much more than a place to take a memorable selfie at the most Googled vista in America. I'm Steve Kastenbaum on Washington Street in Dumbo.
I think it's very nice that they took places that people were afraid to come and they turned it into beautiful parks and that's today covers of albums and movies. It's something that we show off versus then a few years ago was something we were embarrassed of. My name is Sal Gross. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I grew up here all my life, and I like to see all the tourist attractions where people come from around the world.
I'm a native Brooklynite. I grew up here. I remember when Dumbo was an area that people avoided. And now look at it today. What do you think of it when you see this street and know that it is the most Googled vista in the United States today?
It's actually beautiful. I remember when I was a part when no one wanted to ever be here or come here at night. Actually, I dated here, came here for dates, and it's beautiful to come on a sunny day and a nice weather. It's beautiful.
And you took a photo just like everybody else, even though you see this all the time. It's in your backyard.
Exactly. You just, you come around, you go around, you take a photo.
When you come down this street and take a photo, do you feel a little bit of pride as a Brooklynite?
I actually arrived this morning from Paris. Just went on a short trip, and when I entered and I gave my passport, I said, I love that I live here, and I'm.
Are you gonna put this photo right next to one with the Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Good question.
I never thought it would be. The first year or so I started working here, it was such a quiet little place to work. It had its, as a hair salon, we had our own little niche of clients, and now it's become this neighborhood that, like I said, people all over the world know it. We talk about it, and I say Dumbo, and they know right where we are. My name is David Jones Munoz, and I'm the owner of Salon Dumbo, which is at 43 Washington Street in Dumbo, Brooklyn, New York. We've been here 15 years, but I've been a part of Dumbo for over 20 years.
Over 20 years?
Yeah. I used to come down here and do photo shoots, and it was a very different neighborhood than it is today.
So what were you doing down here in Dumbo initially 20 years ago?
20 years ago, I was a fashion hair and makeup person, and we did a lot of shoots down here because it was deserted, or we went to Gleason's Gym and we shot there with the models, but I did hair and makeup at the time.
So you were here at the real beginning of this becoming a destination for people who wanted to have that memorable photo of the Manhattan Bridge behind them, framed in by the warehouses.
Yeah, it was before then. At the time I came here, no one wanted to be here. They're actually afraid to be here. And then over the period of the last 20 years, people have figured out where it is, the views it has, the hospitality of the people who live here and work here. And so it's developed into the neighborhood it is today.
What do you think of this as you look out through your salon's windows and watch this theater evolving every day?
Well, it's been tagged the cobblestone runway. We see quinceañeras, we see weddings from all cultures, we see people just getting family shots, we see people using it as a destination. It's become almost entertaining. It is something that it'll probably never revert back to what it was. But people really take it as a important visitation spot. It's really a small town within New York City. There are so many different types of people who live here. There's so many different types of people who work here, who have businesses here. And also, you get people from all over the world that want to come here. We've traveled out the world ourselves. And every airport we go to, or every business in Italy, or Great Britain, or Chile, we find pictures of Dumbo there. And we can't get away from it. It's that popular.
Dumbo is kind of like old New York meets new, right? We are, you know, on the cutting edge of Brooklyn waterfront. So all good things about Brooklyn that everyone has come to be excited about and love. We have a thriving art scene, tons of tech startups, designers. We have 90 plus small businesses, mom and pop restaurants, etc. Lots of amazing food. And on the old world style, you show up to Dumbo and it largely looks historically preserved. We have Belgian block streets. We have the vistas of historic bridges. We have the amazing old buildings that frame these bridges. It really is just eye candy everywhere you go. My name is Alexandria Sika. I'm the president of the Dumbo Improvement District. We are the business improvement district for the neighborhood. So we manage a lot of things in the public realm, public spaces. We advocate for small businesses, community improvements, safety, mobility, lots and lots of things.
Can you talk about how the area got the name Dumbo?
So we had a lot of warehouses and a lot of dependence on import-export. And just like everywhere else in New York, when that kind of shifted out to other ports and the whole economy started shifting, we ended up with a lot of largely vacant warehouse spaces. Eventually, as the pattern goes, lots of lovely artists moved into some of these buildings. And when they were trying to think about what to call this neighborhood, somebody came up with the idea of calling it Down Under the Manhattan Bridge Overpass, which is Dumbo, to kind of keep folks out, think, oh, I would never want to go to a place called Dumbo. But today hasn't really been the case.
And in recent years, it's also become a very desirable place to live.
Oh, boy, has it. Yeah, we have very popular real estate here. It's some of the most pricey in Brooklyn and in the city at this point. You know, I think the views, the reason that startups in the dot-com and boom in the 1990s and artists before them and everyone in between have, you know, sought out these views is that they're inspiring and they're creative. And so we end up having a ton of people come work here. We have more workforce coming back to the office than in other parts of the city. The neighborhood is a really lovely place to be. And so, yes, the real estate is very, very popular.
So you've been here through an incredible transition period for Dumbo. What's the future hold?
So we're about to have another transition period for Dumbo. Right now, tons of streets are under construction and a number of buildings. By 2025, we're going to actually have a fully built environment, which is really exciting because you're going to have years and years of development and construction come to a conclusion. And I think the future is really celebrating this place as a magical destination, both for people to come visit on their further, you know, joyful trips. But also, Dumbo has this very dense core of incredibly creative people who are building and launching things that are, you know, making the entire city shine. And we have wonderful families growing up here. So I think it's a great model, actually, of how you can balance all of these things. And it's a opportunity. The neighborhood is an opportunity for New York to really, I don't know, come back full force after the pandemic. We're one of the neighborhoods that I think we should be doubling down on because we're doing it.